Mark chapter 9, the Transfiguration. And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall in no way taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power." And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and brought them to a high mountain where they could be alone, and he was transfigured before them. And his garments became radiant, exceeding white, whiter than any launderer could whiten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. And there came a cloud overshadowing them. And there came a voice out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." And suddenly, looking round about, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, he ordered them that they should tell no one about the things they had seen until the Son of Man should have risen from the dead. So they kept the words to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why did the scribes say that Elijah must first come?" And he said to them, "Elijah indeed comes first and restores all things. And how is it written that the Son of Man, that he should suffer many things and be set at nothing? But I say to you, Elijah came, and they have done to him whatever they wanted, even as it is written of him." And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd about them, and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And one of the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought to you my son who has a dumb spirit, and wherever it takes him, it dashes him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and pines away. And I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, saying, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I tolerate you? Bring him to me." And they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit tore at him grievously, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From a child. And often it has cast him both into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "Rather, if you can, all things are possible to him that believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, "You deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter no more into him." And having cried out and torn him much, it came out. And the boy became as one dead, so much so that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples privately asked him, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing except by prayer and fasting." the importance of humility. And they went from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know it, for he taught his disciples and said to them, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and when he is killed, after 3 days he shall rise again." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. And they went into Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you reasoning about on the way here?" But they kept quiet, for they had disputed one with another on the way about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone would be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." And he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever shall receive one of such little children in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him that sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for there is no one who shall do a mighty work in my name, and then be able straight afterwards to immediately speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is for us. For whoever shall give you a cup of water to drink, because you are Christ's, truly I say to you, he shall in no way lose his reward." Teaching about offences. "And whoever shall cause one of these little ones that believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is good for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having two hands and go into Gehenna, into the unquenched fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not put out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is good for you to enter into life lame, rather than having 2 feet and be cast into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and their fire is not put out. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out. It is good for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having 2 eyes and to be cast into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and their fire is not put out. For everyone shall be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, with what will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace one with another.